Ksibis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksibis Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadaladam base at the second Mishnah on the page, Hamakdish Masiyah De Ishtoi. Hamakdish Masiyah De Ishtoi, Harei Zu Oise Vaicheles. If one was Makdish, consecrated the base of Mikdish, his wife's earnings, she works and eats what she earns, it's not Hekdish. Hamoise with Meir Oime Hekdish, the excess, as we'll explain, Rav Meir says that it's hektish, Rav Yochanan Sadla Oime Chulin. As Rav Yochanan Sadla says that it's Chulin. And the Gemara says, Meir Oime Hekdish B'Shalai Rav Yochanan Sadla Oime Chulin B'Shalai. Rav Meir says that the excess is like his, therefore it's hektish. Rav Yochanan Sadla said that the excess is like hers, and therefore it cannot be, he cannot be makdishit. Shim Ben Yochish Oime, Rav Moisa may haste lion pligin. Rav Yochish says they argue about the excess above 5 slime, which is the amount of thread he's obligated to spin for him. Tipatela b'malela mazonus ve'ina nosina ma kesev l'solcher. He explains that our Mishnah, in the case that he feeds her, but does not give to her ma kesev, which is a sixth of a dinner, for her other needs. V'taninan im ein nosina ma kesev l'solcher ma'asya de'ashala. And we have a Mishnah that if he does not give to her ma kesev for her needs, her earnings belong to her. Rav Yochanan Amar b'Moisa Achem Misa Pligin. Rav Yochanan says they argue about the excess after her death. Do Amar Lei B'She'ina Ma'al L'Mazoynes, or Ma'al L'Mazoynes to Ve'al Kol Kodshe. He explains our Mishnah in a case that he does not feed her and does not give to her Ma'al Kesev. But if he feeds her, all agree that it's Kadosh in her lifetime. But Meir holds that his Hekdosh takes effect when she dies, and what remains belongs to him. Rav Yochanan Sadla holds that since his Hekdosh is Batal in her lifetime, it's Batal also after her death. Amar Bizeira Tani Taman Messiah Leil of Yochanan B'Medra Amurim B'She'ina Imal Lamazonis Avlim Haya Imal Lamazonis Tiber Kol Kodshe. And we bring support to Yochanan from a Brisa. Bizeira quotes the Brisa. What is the case? It's when he does not feed her, but if he feeds her, all agree that it's Kadosh. Ve'ein Kol Ma Sheyesh Le'Isha Mushabad Le'Ish La'Achilas Peiros. Ask the Gemara. Isn't everything that a woman owns mushubad to her husband to eat the peiros? Rav Yochanan and Rav Yishlokish agree that he could be makdish davar sheloi bat la'olam, something that doesn't exist in the world, just since he does not give to her ma'al kesev or food, it's not his. In any case, due to his shubad, though his hektish should take effect on the excess. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak amar ma'asi yodayim b'nei hoin, Rav Meir omer ma'asi yodayim ra'uyim l'kodesh mishar rishona. Rav Yochanan Hasadla omer ein ma'asi yodayim ra'uyim l'kodesh mishar rishona. Shmuel bar Yitzchak answers that the Tanaim argue about earnings, but Meir holds that earnings are proper to become Kodesh from the beginning, but Rav Yochanan Sadla holds that earnings are not proper to become Kodesh from the beginning, because it does not yet exist. Mashi Irish Me'aba Hayoim Macholach Mashi Elev Mesudosi Hayoim Macholach Dvar Kayomim. If a person said, what I will inherit from my father today is sold to you, or what will come up, means be caught in my trap today is sold to you, his words are fulfilled. We have Rav Shem Rav Yochanan Rabbi Avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said it refers to one who borrows for shrouds for his father, and his father was sick or dangerously sick. It's a special enactment. Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, as you say, Meshum kadei chayov, v'hu shutei mitzuda perusa b'fonov. Rabbi Avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said this is for his sustenance, means he needs to buy his money now to buy food, and only if his trap was set in front of him, he expects that something will be caught inside it. Ma Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, I should say, l'kodesh v'kidshu. Rabbi Avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that for kodesh, if he was makdish what he will inherit or what will be caught in his trap, it's not kodesh. Lama b'nei amachlekes, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The question is, what is the reason? It's due to the argument of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The second one holds that one cannot be makanador shalibol olam, meaning something that does not yet exist. Rabbi Yochanan himself and Rosh Lakish explained that both Tanaim hold that one can be makdish davar shalei boila olam. I should say, Eima shniyehi hekdish mitzuda she'ina mitzia. The answer is, I can say that hekdish of what will be caught in a trap is different, but it's not common. All agree that one cannot be makdishit. Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, nehir dahavisan amrin at Rabbi Yumiya b'shem Rabbi Shimon et Lakish, Man tani hekdish mitzuda she'ina mitzia, machlikes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan Sandla, Havi. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yaakov a question, do you remember that you and Rabbi Yomi used to say in the name of Rish Lakish, who is the Tana who says that hektish of what will be caught in a trap, which is not common? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler argue about this. Earlier, Rish Lakish held that all agree that a person can be makne davar shelo ba'olam. De'yun islei Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The answer is there are different opinions according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov and Yumya disagree with what was attributed above earlier to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yumya bar hamagdish masi de avdoi v'hayatzayet ma'u. Rabbi Yumya asked that one who was makdish his slave's earnings and he was a trapper, what is the law? The case is he was makdish the slave's hands with earnings. Since we say that it's not common for him to trap things, perhaps the hekdish does not take effect. Nishmanim and Ador, hamakdish es avdoi hu kodesh umasi yodav chulin, masi de avdoi hu chulin umasi yodav hekdish. We learn from the following brayse that if one was makdish his slave, he is kodesh and his earnings are chulin. If he was makdish his slave's earnings, he is chulin and his earnings are hekdish. Amr b'yechonon hakoteh yidei avdoi shal chaviroi rabbi neitel nizkoi tsaroi boishtoi upkomoi. Rabbi Yochanan says, one who cuts off the hand of another person's slave, then now the slave can do only simple jobs, such as gathering crops. The master receives the payment of nezek, which is temporary loss of earnings until he is well enough to do simple jobs, pain, embarrassment, and pagam, which is decrease in his market value, based on his lifelong loss in earning potential due to the loss of his hand. The slave will go and be fed through stocker. The master can demand that he work for him and not feed him. The Gemara asks from a Baisa, if one was makdish his slave, the slave takes from his earnings what is needed for his sustenance, and the rest is kodesh. Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Lay al Daito Shiyamus Abdo, should say. Abba Mamal answered he was not makdish him with intent that his slave die. Surely he intended that the slave take from his earnings what is needed to survive. He was makdish only his earnings above this. The Gemara asks, well, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that one who cuts off the hand of another person's slave, his master receives the nezek, the pain, the embarrassment, and the pagam, and he will go and be fed through stocker? Also here, all his earnings should be hekdish, and the slave will be fed through stocker. Rabbanan de kisarin b'shem Rabbi Acha mitzvin yisor lefarnes kitaim afilu avodim. Rabbanan of Kisarin, quoting Racha, answered that Yisraelim will commonly sustain people who are amputees, even slaves, however they won't feed a slave as well. Rabbi Yochanan, min kol mada hava achil yahev la'avdei v'hava kawi aluye haloi v'abeten oiseini aseu v'koinu v'rechem echad. Rabbi Yochanan, from everything that he ate, he gave to a slave, and he applied to him the pasuk in Iyo Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Tesvav, did not my maker make him in the womb, and did not one form us both in the womb? If Hashem made both me and my slave in the womb, how can I treat myself greater than him?